All right, welcome everybody. That is the old McHale's Navy theme song. Look at that. All right, folks, it is Conway and Whitman, and we have a an announcement to make tonight. And a lot of you people are not going to like it, and I absolutely understand that. But, and I hate to say this, but Brian Whitman is no longer with this show or with CBS Radio here in Los Angeles. So I thought, you know, maybe we could just get into a topic, but it's really unfair to do to a lot of people listening who've been listening to Brian for 2.5 years. So I'll try to answer as many questions as possible, but as you know, with corporate America, you can't really go into a bunch of details on anything nowadays. But there's a press release, I think, that's coming out tomorrow. And, of course, Brian Whitman has moved on, and he is going to be working at a another station or doing other things here in Los Angeles. I'm sure you'll hear from him soon. But he will no longer be a part of this show. And if you have questions, again, I will try to do my best to answer them. And here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, Whitman is he's pursuing other ventures. The guy's all right. The guy's alive. He didn't die. He's going out and pursuing other, he has a lot of morning shows that he does, and he has a lot of other things. There's not a better voiceover guy on the planet when it comes to, radio or TV or the movies. I would put Brian Whitman up against anybody in radio or in television when it comes to impersonations. And yeah, man, that guy is the best. Anyway, so he is going to, he's going on to other ventures. He is, I'm sure you'll see him pop up shortly here. And we can all enjoy his work as he continues on his career here in Southern California, hopefully. And what more can I say? I mean, I've been working with the guy for the last 2.5 years. And he truly is a, he is exactly what he is on the air. He's an extremely nice guy who is, very giving. I think Gina and Jerry and Randy will miss all the meals that this guy, bought for them night in and night out. But it's not going to be, there's not going to be another co-host immediately. There is going to be, it'll be my show. Thank you very much. And I understand if you popped in and you popped in just to hear Whitman's voices, I understand you're pissed off, you're livid, you have every right to be. And if you're one of those people that has emailed in the past and said, F you, I'm not listening. If Whitman leaves, I'm leaving too. Well, if that's the case, I hope you would sample another CBS radio station here in Southern California. We certainly have KFWB 980, a very good news station, KNX 1070. You got the Wave here right across the hall at 94.7. Christina Kelly on K-Earth 101. And, of course, K-Rock. So if you do wander off, I think you'll be back. But if you do wander off, then I think you'll come back. You may wander off and get really pissed, like, hey, F that Conway guy. I'm not going to listen anymore. I only listen for Whitman's impersonation of Lycus. So F everyone. F Jack Silver. F everybody. I'm sure some of you are going through that. I think I went through that at one point. But anyway, so Whitman will pop up, and I'm sure wherever he lands, whatever he's doing, we'll talk about it here on the station. All right? So it's not like, the guy's going to, get into another business. He still is the best voiceover guy on the planet. And I've told him that, for years and years and years, or at least the last 2.5 years. And I've always said to him, because I think he's sort of wasting his time in radio. I always thought that the guy could, and he still might. This is one of the possibilities. But this guy could have his own show in Las Vegas and make $3 or $4 million a year doing voices. I mean, there are people doing impersonations out there. And, guys that are making tons of money, much more than evening radio pays here in Los Angeles. And they're doing like that Danny Gans does in Las Vegas. The guy does impersonations in Vegas. And I think he signed a 10-year, $50 million deal. Wouldn't that be perfect for Whitman? And so I hope he goes that way. We talked about it last week. I talked to Whitman off the air. And I said, Brian, you got to get yourself a great joke writer in Hollywood. And there are some, you know, several of them. Andy Breckman comes to mind, a very funny joke writer who worked on David Letterman and writes, you know, funny movie after funny movie here in Hollywood. I said, you got to get somebody like that. He writes you an hour and a half act, and then you go on the road and do it. And you don't have to come in here every night. You don't have to, you know, deal with the hostility that is 97.1 Free FM or, you know, the banter back and forth. You know, some people enjoy it, other people don't. I think Brian, you know, understood it was just for the air and you know, seemed to have some fun with it. But anyway, he will be popping up and doing some stuff here in Los Angeles. So when he does, we'll be the first ones to talk about it. All right, let's talk to Dave on the 405. You're at 97.1 Free FM.
Jim, what's going on?
Hey.
How you doing, man?
All right, man.
Just wanted to say, you know, I thought Whitman was great. Really, you know, enjoyed his time on the air and everything, but I'd like to be the first one to kind of offer Stex or come back, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, man, I enjoyed the hell out of Stex.
Get your freaking ass together here!
Dougie, please. All right, I'll note that, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right, there he goes. Yeah, I do miss Steckler as well. Nobody had a voice like that guy, you know, volume-wise and intellectually. I mean,
are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious, Dougie. There's not a man on the planet who I think is smarter or funnier than Doug Steckler. All right, let's talk to David in Studio City on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, you stud, man. I was wondering, did the spat with Frosty drive him to his end, or
No, I don't think that had anything to do with it, because even though it sounded like it was really you know, cruel on the air, a lot of that stuff off the air, you know, you see the guy in the hall and you go, hey, it's a pretty decent shot you took at me. He goes, yeah, wait till the one I take, you know, on you tonight. And it's, I don't think so, no. I think it's just, I think what he did is, I think it's, you know, he wanted to expand and do some more things. And the guy came from doing, you know, morning radio. And, you know, there's tons of money in morning radio, as you can tell. I mean, you know, guys like Bill Handel and our own Adam Carolla, Rick Dees, and Ryan Seacrest. I mean, these guys make tons of money, you know, doing morning radio. Not much money in evening radio. You know, enough to get by and raise yourself a little family in the valley. But nobody is buying, nobody who works in the evening, you know, spends their days on a yacht. You know what I mean? So I've told the guy, I said, listen, you know, you can sit here and, you know, make this kind of dough, or you can put together and hone, you know, an act, take it to Vegas or take it to Atlantic City or take it on the road and make millions of dollars. I mean, you know, Frank Caliendo has a show, you know, called Frank TV. I'm not sure if it's still on or not. And I think he's a decent voice guy, but I think Brian Whitman is the best on the planet. I don't think anybody is better than Brian Whitman when it comes to voices. All right, this is Drew in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
This is a bombshell.
Well, it's not really a bombshell. It's not like the guy died. I mean, he's going to be, you know, doing something else, and you'll be able to hear him in L.A. soon.
All right. Well, I'm telling you what, I really, really liked your guys' chemistry. I thought it was so funny. I like Steckler, too. He's from South Dakota. I'm from North Dakota. I appreciate that. But
Ryan,
I thought Brian was a great fit for you. And when you used to get under his skin a little, I mean, I really laughed hard. I thought you guys' chemistry was fantastic, and I will miss him.
I will, too. I mean, listen, you know, the guy sat next to me for, you know, within arm's reach for 2.5 years. I mean, how are you gonna, you know, you're not going to miss the guy.
I think you're fantastic, though, anyway, and I'm honestly going to stick with the program. But,
Thank you, sir.
I think it was great. Anyway, have a good night.
All right, thanks, buddy. Take care of yourself. All right, let's talk to, how about David in La Puente? You're on 97.1.
Hey, I'm going to miss that big set of yours.
Yeah, but you know what? As soon as he has something else going, he'll come back on the show and promote it.
Oh, he'll succeed, whatever he does. He's brilliant.
Yeah, the guy's 35 years old. He's 35 years old and the best voice guy on the planet. I mean, how do you not make millions on that?
Yeah. I was thinking maybe, I don't know, you're not going to like to hear this, but maybe Danny Bonaducci up there, huh?
Yeah. The only problem with Bonaducci is the guy's so busy, you know, he'd be calling in, you know, once a week saying, hey, I can't come in.
I don't think that's pretty good work ethic. He's a pretty...
No, Danny Bonaducci has a great work ethic, but he has television shows that he does, and he also flies around the country doing boxing And he does a lot of morning shows for, commercial he does for Vegas.
Yeah.
So the guy's very busy. But, however, I will tell you this. He will be with us Thursday night at the Commerce Casino.
All righty.
Did you get a ticket for that?
No, I didn't. I have to work, unfortunately.
All right, buddy. All right, take care of yourself.
All right, you too, buddy. Bye.
All right, there he goes. All right, folks, if you're just tuning in, it's about 11 minutes after 9 o'clock here. 8 o'clock, I'm sorry. On Tuesday, and Brian Whitman is no longer a part of the station. He will be doing something in L.A. shortly. And as soon as he does, we'll talk about it. And I'm sure that you'll read about it in the papers or LARadio.com. And a statement is being issued by CBS. And it says basically what I'm saying. You know, there's nothing more to it. There's no big scandal. There's no big, uproar. There was no fisticuffs. There was nothing. There was no craziness. He's just moving on and doing something else. And, you know, how are you going to stop a guy from doing that? All right, let's talk to Eric in Redlands. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's up, Stud?
Hey.
I am crushed by this news. You guys are awesome together.
Yeah, I understand that. And it's always, you know, it's always tough to start over for both of us, and it's but I think that, you know, in the long run, I think he's going to be happier when he's making, more dough and just doing his voices than arguing with an idiot like me over Hillary Clinton.
Some of that was the funniest stuff ever, though. And, you know, I started listening to you guys right about the time when Steckler was leaving and Whitman came in, because I work on the ambulance. I was the guy who called a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And I don't know what I'm going to do with myself now. I hope you just find somebody that match him or come close.
If you have a heart attack, just get in the back.
Really? Don't get me wrong, you're awesome too.
Thank you, sir.
Funny. So,
all right. Well, I think you'll, if you buzz around the stations, I think it will come back. But anyway, I'm sorry to hang up on you there, but we're going to have also a bunch of comedians come in, actors, actresses, writers, producers. Like we had Jay Kogan on Friday and Monday. He's a very funny guy. He worked on Frasier and Simpsons. He's got a brand new movie coming out with Mike Myers, The Love Guru, in June. And we'll have a lot of these guys stopping by, and it's going to be an entertaining show. And again, I understand if you're pissed off as hell because you don't like change in your life, and you got used to Brian with the impersonations and all the craziness, I think you'll miss that for a while. However, I think that once he resurfaces in L.A., that you'll be treated to that again pretty soon. Let's talk to Steven in Mission Viejo. You're on 97.1.
Cam, how are you?
Hey.
I'm actually stoked he's gone. I think you're great by yourself. I mean, Stickler was good, too. I've been listening for a really long time. But I kind of saw this coming, to be honest with you. He was always calling in sick. I'm like, something's going on here.
Well, I don't know if I saw it coming as you did. But, when a guy does, I tell you what drove Whitman crazy, and I'm not saying he's crazy, he's in like an asylum or anything, but we'd be doing the show every night from 8 to 11. We watch TV. We got two TVs on here in case there's any breaking news. We usually watch KCAL and one of the cable networks. And that Frank Caliendo, how do you pronounce his name? Is it Caliendo?
Caliendo.
He would come on, a very funny guy, Frank TV, and I would sit here and watch Whitman as he would watch those commercials, and he'd just zone out. And he'd be saying, during the commercial break, I could do that. You know, we've played many, many times on this show. We played clips from Saturday Night Live of some of the actors on Saturday Night Live, like Daryl Hammond, doing, George Bush or Al Gore. And then we'd play Brian Whitman doing the same thing. And Whitman was 10 times better. And I think Whitman just needs to be pushed into that direction. Now, he has very good friends. Brian Whitman is very good friends with a bunch of guys in radio, very good friends with Rick Dees and also Sean Hannity. And Sean Hannity does a show over on KBC, syndicated nationally, and he has a show on Fox, Hannity and Combs. And Sean Hannity personally called the people over at Lorne Michaels over at Saturday Night Live and said, you got to see this guy, Brian Whitman. He's the best impersonator on the planet. I think he'd be perfect fit for Saturday Night Live. Now, he told me this 2 weeks ago. And I said, when did Sean Hannity make the call? I mean, did he make it just recently? He says, no, about 3 months ago. So for the last 3 months, Brian Whitman had like a standing, opening, audition and an offer to meet Lorne Michaels and to possibly be a part of Saturday Night Live, and the guy didn't do anything about it. So he just sort of needed to get, you know, a little push in that direction. And I think you'll see the guy on TV. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw Brian TV and the guy had his own, you know, sitcom where he has his own TV show where he's doing impressions. I mean, he's that good. All right, we'll take some more phone calls here, and then we're going to press on. Dan in Hollywood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How you doing, Timmy boy?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Hey, I'm a big fan, but I think that you were a bit cruel to Whitman, and you kind of found his weak psychological points, and you kind of grinded on him day after day to the point where you kind of drove him out.
Well, I don't think that's the case, and you'd have to ask him. But I think back and forth, you know, he certainly was able to, you know, to give it as good as he took it. And during the commercial break, like, for instance, you know the times where we've had where he would walk off the air?
Yeah.
And he would drop his headphones and walk off the air.
Which would make me laugh my head off, actually.
Yeah. I mean, it was hysterical. But, you know, that's the reason he did it. You know, he would sit in the kitchen, and I could see him, and he would just be, you know, laughing his ass off. The guy didn't really get pissed and, you know, and walk off the show. The first couple of times, though, he did get pissed, and he did legitimately leave the show.
Yeah.
But he got tons of email, and, you know, the people in the email said they enjoyed it, so he did it more often.
I got you. So, yeah. I mean, I guess I bought into it a little too much, but I enjoyed the show, and I wish you him and you the best of luck.
Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
Okay, take
All
care.
Right, take care of yourself, Danny. All right, there he goes. All right, folks, don't forget, check your email for the big poker tournament on Thursday, and we're all still going to be there on Thursday at the Commerce Casino, and Danny Bonaducci is going to join us as well. Also, I think Norm Macdonald might slide by. So it's always a great event. Check your email. Did the emails go out today? I believe they went out today. Is that right, Jerry?
Apparently they did. Apparently, I heard they did. Some people said their friends got them. Some people didn't get them. But I know that at least some of them went out today.
Okay.
There's a lot of emails.
All right. So he knows nothing. All right. So if you got an email today from the station saying you got yourself a seat, then congratulations. We'll see you down there on Thursday. Check your email tonight. Check it tomorrow. It's like, check your blood sugar. Who's the... Wait, do we sell the tape then? I check my blood, I check my sugar, and I check it often. Anyway, check your email and check it often. And on Thursday, we're going to have a huge party down at the Commerce Casino. And again, Danny Bonaducci will be there. I'll be there. And 600 players or 500 players will be playing for free.
Free. Diabetes.
There you go.
Diabetes.
And Jerry Wyschowski will be dancing to Diabetes.
Diabetes. Diabetes testing supplies.
Okay. All right. And have you worked out the dance to Diabetes yet? You got it down?
I've been thinking of some moves.
All right, then.
I've been thinking of some moves to unveil.
Fantastic. All right, we'll take some more phone calls here at 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. If you're just tuning in, Brian Whitman has left CBS Radio and this show in particular, and we will miss him, but we will tell you where he ends up and where he lands, because that's what we do on the station. We're not afraid to talk about other stations and other hosts, and it's sort of odd that some stations don't allow you to do that. They do allow us to do it here. So we will be doing that. Also, at 10 o'clock tonight, Dave Smith is coming in. And you may have remembered him from sports radio. He's done a couple of different radio shows here in Los Angeles. And we'll talk about the Sweet 16. Also, the Dodgers home opener is coming up. And the Dodgers are playing a charity game this Saturday at the L.A. Coliseum against the world champion Boston Red Sox. So we'll talk about sports at 10 o'clock. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. I know that's hard to say and hard to hear for a lot of people, but I think we'll all get used to it. I hope we do. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.